Chief Gaynor's efforts notwithstanding, some protest organizers say that inaugural security amounts to a restriction of their rights. Adam Eidinger of the Justice Action Movement says there's no good reason the demonstrators should be denied their stilts and their puppets.
Well, this is kind of ridiculous, and they should be using common sense when they ban certain objects from the inauguration. In the past, there have been stilt walkers at, frankly, every inauguration, as far as we can tell, and it's an artistic way of getting your message out. These stilts are part of costumes that, you know, the stilts are covered up, and they can tell the difference between a terrorist and a stilt walker.
Well, from what we heard from Assistant Police Chief Terrence Gaynor, they seem concerned about the sticks, that is, the possible use of the wood for, you know, getting involved in a fight with somebody else out there.
Well, yeah, they're concerned about that, and the rule is that the sticks can't be more than 3/4 of an inch square, but that's not the main issue here. The main issue is electoral reform, and that's why we're coming to Washington. I mean, there are going to be tens of thousands of people there saying, we want this electoral system cleaned up. We want to abolish the Electoral College. And unless we take action now, we know people in Washington, the new elected Congress, as well as the new president, they won't lift a finger to change the way things are.
Now, setting aside the question of whether people will be allowed to be on stilts or not, what kind of demonstrations are we going to see? What kind of protests? Will this be like the WTO in Seattle or the IMF World Bank in Washington? Will there be civil disobedience?
We're not planning civil disobedience or what we call direct action, other than legal direct action. We're going to have it no less than 5 marches all happening at the same time, coming in from different parts of the city, going down to the inaugural parade route. People will be lining the inaugural parade route early in the morning, staking out good positions, as well as on the mall. And there are a handful of designated areas that we've applied for permits, or other groups have applied for permits, that protesters can assemble with no risk of arrest and with no restrictions on the size of the group. But there's a bigger issue that's not being discussed, and that is the Fourth Amendment right violations that are being put forward or being announced by the police. The police are saying they're going to search everyone who has a bag or looks suspicious. This is not a free society when people can't walk in the nation's capital without fear of being searched.
But the police say that protesters like yourself and other members of the Justice Action Movement are free to come to Washington to express themselves, to be loud and rude if need be, but simply not to do any physical harm to anyone or enter the parade area with something that could be used as a fighting tool of some kind, a stick.
We always have said that people should not carry weapons, but there's a big difference between a stilt that is made out of wood that's used to, you know, as part of a costume, or a piece of wood that happens to be embedded inside of a puppet that's used for support, or a banner that's being held on some poles. There's a big difference between those items and actual weapons, and the police are not making that distinction.
Now, the police have told us they've tried game planning all sorts of extreme situations that might take place. They'll have a rehearsal parade one day. Are demonstrators rehearsing at all, trying to figure out what they will do?
Actually, we are having trainings for people on what to do, what is lawful and peaceful demonstration. And we're also having trainings for people on what is appropriate civil disobedience. Those things are not going to be happening at the inauguration, yet we want people to be informed. But in terms of organizing a mass civil disobedience action or a mass direct action where everyone is out in the streets stopping this parade, we're not doing that.
Well, Mr. Eidinger, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Adam Eidinger, who's an organizer with the Justice Action Movement and will be a protester at the presidential inauguration, spoke to us from his office in Washington, D.C.